I want to talk about this statement, insecure in the world, but secure in Christ. As we continue to emerge from the last 15 months, which has been strange to say the least, a question we may well need to ask ourselves is this: where is our security? For many, it's been a period of fear and isolation and a new lifestyle, with all kinds of restrictions. Some restrictions have been self-inflicted, saying, I will not go out until all have been vaccinated, etc. Well, one might have to wait for that for a long time. As God's people, without being foolish and foolhardy, life does go on and we must put our trust in Him. In the Gospel of John, chapters 14 to 16, we have the final discourse of Jesus to His disciples, preparing them not only for His death and resurrection, but saying that in the future they will have troubles. He encourages them that despite the troubles that lie ahead, He has overcome the world. The same will be true for us. We will also have trials and tribulations. But as it was for the disciples, Jesus assures us He has overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In these passages from John, we are given some assurances from Jesus. John 14, comfort offered. I am returning to my Father in heaven to prepare a place for you. I will return to take you to be with me forever. In the meantime, I will send the Holy Spirit to be with you. John 15, commitment demanded. A call to serve God, yet there will be trouble ahead. John 16, you will have trouble ahead. You will face all kinds of troubles. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John chapter 14, 1-6. Jesus shows us that when we accept Him as the way, the truth and the life, we are assured of a place in heaven. Reality is that one day we will all die of something, but when we have faith and salvation, we are assured of a place in heaven. A friend of mine recently died rather suddenly, but just before she said to her family, "It is okay, for I am going to see and be with Jesus." Her trust in Jesus was greater than the cancer she was dying on. Moving on, we are not called to take foolish risks in life, but to know Jesus takes away the fear of dying and allows us to live a life and not be totally cocooned until the inevitable happens. John 10:10 says, we are to have an abundant life in Him and are to live it out to the full. Jesus goes on to say that He is preparing a place for us and at our appointed time He will call us home. In John chapter 14, verse 7 to 14, Jesus goes on. Jesus talks of a relationship we can have with Him and our Heavenly Father. And when we consider His faithfulness, we need not fear. Psalm 23 speaks of, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for He, Jesus, is with us. He goes on to say that we shall live with Him forever. So despite what we go through, the best is yet to come. And in the meantime, He will sustain us through the good and the not so good. 1 John 4, verse 18 says this, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We all face fearful moments, but ultimately as Christians, we need not fear what this world holds for us, for we are secure in Christ. So what is fear? It is often worked out in the form of an acrostic, false evidence appearing real. Then moving on to John 15, Jesus talks the problems that lay ahead of us. Verses 18 to 27. Jesus warns of troubles ahead, that we will be ridiculed for speaking out for Him, but He will give us the Holy Spirit to be our comforter and enable us. So let us widen out this phrase, there may be trouble ahead. It will come in the form of persecution, sickness, pestilence, etc. So even as things get worse in the world, we can still have joy in Christ. Perhaps the greatest challenge we face is how we deal with the hardships of life. One place we can look for this is the life of Job, a man that had everything, lost everything, and gained it all back twice over. So what was his secret in dealing with suffering? The trials of Job then. Few have suffered more than Job, yet he never curses or moans at God. The ultimate cause of our suffering is often self-inflicted and often due to our foolishness. We cannot blame God for sickness caused by a dirty kitchen. What caused COVID, we cannot be sure, other than that we live in a fallen world. How it jumped from animals to man? Was it merely down to bad health and safety issues? Let's look at dealing with suffering then. God allows Satan to put Job's faith to the test by causing him to suffer. First, Job loses his livestock, his servant, and all his children. He is devastated, but he remains faithful and praises God. Then he suffers horrible weeping sores all over his body. God created everything, so God must have created evil or allows it. Well, that's something to ponder about. In times of suffering, Jews often turn to the book of Job, where God allows Satan to test Job. And in looking at Job, we see he stays firm in his faith. So the book of Job is an encouragement that we will get through our suffering. Satan suggested that Job would not worship God if God did not protect him. Job's wife says, blame God, but he would not. How have we faced up to COVID? Are we moaning or still praising God? Job's suffering centre on the theme, why do bad things happen to good people? The central question is to explain how an all-knowing, all-powerful and benevolent God allows bad things to happen in the world. This still applies equally to those suffering or to those witnessing suffering today. The answer is in Job's response. Job responds, Job 19:25. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he will stand at the latter day upon the end. For in the end, suffering produces intimacy with God. Job 42:5. Job, who endured unspeakable suffering, said, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Have we allowed COVID to drive us from God or to God? Intimacy with God is often born in the furnace of affliction. And then finally, back to that key verse I read earlier, John 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.